Turn to part 2. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Tom, and the girl, Gemma, who are studying in different parts of the country. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick under yes. If it is not correct, put a tick under no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Tom. I haven't seen you since we left school.
Gemma, what are you doing here? I thought you were at university.
I'm back home with my parents for the holidays. I couldn't afford to stay in London.
Do you like city life? You must find it very noisy and busy after this village.
Well, yes, but there's always something happening. Not like here.
There's the cinema in Kingsford.
Yes, but it's 20 kilometres away. Where I live in London, there are lots of cinemas with all the latest films just round the corner.
Oh, lucky you. By the time the films reach Kingsford Cinema, everybody else has forgotten about them.
The trouble is, London's so expensive. At weekends, I usually go to a club or a restaurant with my friends. That can cost more than £30.
Really? I can't believe that. An evening out round here never costs me more than £20. How do you afford it? Have you got a part-time job?
Not yet. I've done a course at the local swimming pool to get a certificate in life-saving. I had to pay for the course, but it means I can be a pool lifeguard when I go back to London. I'm going to work early in the morning, before my classes start.
It won't be very exciting, just sitting watching people swimming up and down.
Maybe not. But the money's good. That's the main thing.
Actually, I've got a job in a children's holiday camp near here for the summer. I'm going to organise their sporting activities.
Really? Can you give me the phone number? Perhaps I can get a job there too while I'm at home.
You're probably too late. I applied 5 months ago, and I had to have an interview and a health check. But you can try.
Well, there's nothing else for me to do here.
OK, I'll find the number.
Now listen again.
Hi, Tom. I haven't seen you since we left school.
Gemma, what are you doing here? I thought you were at university.
I'm back home with my parents for the holidays. I couldn't afford to stay in London.
Do you like city life? You must find it very noisy and busy after this village.
Well, yes, but there's always something happening. Not like here.
There's the cinema in Kingsford.
Yes, but it's 20 kilometres away. Where I live in London, there are lots of cinemas with all the latest films just round the corner.
Oh, lucky you. By the time the films reach Kingsford Cinema, everybody else has forgotten about them.
The trouble is, London's so expensive. At weekends, I usually go to a club or a restaurant with my friends. That can cost more than £30.
Really? I can't believe that. An evening out round here never costs me more than £20. How do you afford it? Have you got a part-time job?
Not yet. I've done a course at the local swimming pool to get a certificate in life-saving. I had to pay for the course, but it means I can be a pool lifeguard when I go back to London. I'm going to work early in the morning, before my classes start.
It won't be very exciting, just sitting watching people swimming up and down.
Maybe not. But the money's good. That's the main thing.
Actually, I've got a job in a children's holiday camp near here for the summer. I'm going to organise their sporting activities.
Really? Can you give me the phone number? Perhaps I can get a job there too while I'm at home.
You're probably too late. I applied 5 months ago, and I had to have an interview and a health check. But you can try.
Well, there's nothing else for me to do here.
OK, I'll find the number.
This is the end of the listening part.